Praise be Jesus and Mary. This Sunday, the lesson I see that we can learn from the readings and which I would like all of you to take with you is this, that we need to cultivate and increase within ourselves a hunger and an ardent desire for the Blessed Sacrament, for our Lord in the Eucharist. Now, how do we get to that conclusion from the readings? Well, we see in the responsorial psalm, it says, "The hand of the Lord feeds us. He answers all our needs." This refers to God's providence. He has created us, and he has brought us into this world out of his goodness and with great love. And he cares for us. He provides for all of our needs because he made us and he loves us. Now, what are our needs? Well, we have needs of the body and needs of the soul. The needs of the body, essentially, we can break them down to food, clothing, and shelter. Those are kind of the essential needs of the body without which we are going to suffer and we are going to die. The needs of the soul. Really, I think it all boils down to one need of the soul, and that is grace. The soul that finds himself in the state of grace has everything that he needs. The soul that finds himself without God's grace has nothing, okay? Has nothing, lacks everything that it needs. Now, the readings speak to us, you know, plainly about our bodily need of food. In the first reading, we have the prophet Elisha. Okay, and the reading actually looks very much like what we see in the gospel. We could say it was a prefiguration of what comes in the gospel. There's the prophet, the man of God, says the reading. And he's got another man who comes to him with 12 barley loaves, and they have a crowd of 100 people. And Elisha says very simply, "Give it to the people to eat." And the servant objects, "How can I set this before 100 people?" "Give it to the people to eat," says the man of God. "For thus says the Lord, they shall eat, and there shall be some left over." So what happens? Obedience on the part of the servant. And when they had eaten, there was some left over, as the Lord had said. Why? Because he provides for all our needs. And the man of God, being filled with the Spirit of God, speaks the truth. And God provided, even in a miraculous way. So similarly, we have in the gospel, Christ, who is truly the prophet, capital P, the one who is to come, and he's speaking to his apostles, Philip in particular, putting him to the test. Okay. Our Lord, seeing the crowd, he says, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" And he says this to put Philip, his faith, to the test. And also to highlight the miraculous nature of what is about to take place. Right? The apostles, taking into account the massive size of the crowd, 5,000 men, not including women and children. And they say, "We cannot provide for them. All of the money that we can put together would not be enough." And so Andrew then points out that there are 5 barley loaves and a couple of fish. And our Lord is ready to work a miracle. He has them recline on the green grass because he is the good shepherd who brings his flock to pasture. And he miraculously multiplies the loaves. Now, we read in the responsorial psalm that the hand of the Lord feeds us. He answers all our needs. He satisfies the desire of every living thing. And this in superabundance. In superabundance, we read in the gospel, that after working the miracle, they had as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, they were completely satisfied, so much so that from the 5 barley loaves, there had been more than they could eat. Right? You see this? How God provides for us in superabundance. Now, this is referring to our bodily food. Okay? But we ought to take it a step further and go higher. And really, that's where this is all going. This is John chapter 6, okay, the Eucharistic discourse. This is heading towards the Eucharist, our spiritual food and nourishment. Now, think about this. How concerned we are about providing for our bodily needs. And let's just say we were lacking and God provided miraculously for us some food, clothing, shelter, whatever it may be. How thankful we would be. How often do we think of our spiritual needs? Grace, grace. This should have priority in our lives. After all, if we lack those other bodily needs, food, clothing, and shelter, as I mentioned, what will result? Suffering and death. But it does end with death. But what about the needs of the soul? God's grace. Right? If we die without God's grace, we are eternally lost and suffer an eternal death. Shouldn't we be first and foremost concerned about that? Shouldn't we be above all desiring that and praying for that, seeking that with all of our strength? The soul who dies in the state of grace has won the race. They are saved for all eternity. And so what's the problem? Why don't we have things in the right priority? A lack of faith. A lack of faith. Let's ask ourselves this question. If we ought to desire above all God's grace, what are the principal means through which we can obtain God's grace? We should all know this. The sacraments, they are the powerhouses of God's grace. And for those of us who have already received baptism, of course, confirmation, these sacraments that you receive only once, what remains for us during our journey are 2, confession and Holy Communion. So let's check ourselves on this. How frequently do I go to confession? How frequently do I go to communion? How is my desire for these 2 sacraments? Now, in the lives of the saints, these are people who have developed within them grace to an eminent degree. So they are our examples. What do we see in the lives of the saints? We see an ardent desire to confess frequently and to receive Holy Communion as often as possible. I hope everyone here is familiar with our founder's book, Father Stefano's book, Jesus, Our Eucharistic Love. This is a wonderful book to read and to meditate upon in order to increase our hunger for the Blessed Sacrament. Listen to what Father Stefano says at the beginning of this part called Daily Holy Mass. He says, once one realizes that Holy Mass has infinite worth, right, there we have faith. It takes faith. With faith, we can understand the value of God's grace in our souls and the fount, the source to which we can go in order to obtain it and increase it. So he says, once we realize that Holy Mass has infinite worth, people are not surprised at the saints' eagerness and care to attend it every day and even more often when they could. Right, you see the high bar that Father Stefano sets? The saints, or really we can say that the saints set for us. Now what's the situation today? The situation today is the great minority of Christians go to Mass even on Sundays, the bare minimum. And some of those, a portion of those who do go to Mass on Sunday, see it as a burden. Oh my goodness. Right? What ingratitude. What lack of faith, really. What lack of faith. Instead, the saints, every day, and more often, if possible. One day, Padre Pio said to a penitent, if men were to understand the value of the Holy Mass, for every Mass, that is, including daily Mass, such crowds would come to church that police would be needed to keep order. That is the reality. This is the truth. And what's the problem? Lack of faith. Perhaps we too belong to that great number of Christians who have not understood the value of Holy Mass. And for this reason, we lack the zeal and fervor that encouraged and inspired the saints to attend Mass every day and even several times a day. So this is incredible. We need to examine ourselves. Where is my faith? Have I been caught up in the things of this world, the thorns which choke the Word of God and don't allow it to produce fruit, the cares and anxieties of life? Have I forgotten what is truly important, what I really need for my soul, and God who is ready to answer my need here in the Blessed Sacrament? And so, we go back to the beginning. We need to increase our hunger for the Blessed Sacrament. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Fructum ventris tui.